Sport Perik Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Sport Eidus No Heges Ba Nashim Velo Ba Nashim. A Sport Eidus, which is that somebody knows testimony for somebody else. For example, he knows that Reuben owes Shimon money, and he denies knowing the testimony and takes a shvuah to that effect. He would be chayav a korban. Only if a male would take a shvuah would he be chayav, but not a female. As a female, anyway, puzzle later. For a chokem below the crow. Only if somebody is not related to the Bali Dover, to the people that the Eidus is nogea to, would he be chayav for shvuah to Eidus. But if he is related to the Bali Dover, then anyway, he is not kashrut to Eidus, he would not be chayav for shvuah to Eidus. Baksherim below the psulim. Only somebody who is kashulated would be high for shvuzaitis, but somebody who is pusulatus would not be high. For example, a goslin, or somebody who is a Russia because of Averis that he did, he is anyway pusulatus, and therefore is not high for shvuzaitis. Baina no heges ela beruyan lahard. You're only high for shvuzaitis if you fit to say atis, as opposed to a melech that does not say atis, and therefore would not be high for shvuzaitis. Also, somebody who is pusulatus midarabana, for example, somebody that gambles, would not be high for shvuzaitis. The Fnei Bezdin, Ushalova Fnei Bezdin, may pi atzmo. If he takes the shvuah himself, he'd be chayav for the shvuah zedis, whether he took the shvuah in front of Bezdin or not in front of Bezdin. Umi pi acherim. If he was placed under oath by others, and he did not say amen to the oath, he just simply denied that he knows the edis, en chayavim achiyichru behen bebezdin, divrei Rabbi Meir. He wouldn't be chayav for shvuah zedis in this case, unless he denied knowing the edis in front of Bezdin, according to Rabbi Meir. But if he denied knowing the Eidus in front of Bezdin, even if he didn't take the Shvuah in front of Bezdin, he was only placed under oath, Shalom B'fnei Bezdin, since he denied knowing the Eidus in front of Bezdin, he would be chayav, even though he didn't take the Shvuah himself, according to Rabbi Meir. Lechachamim ha'imrim bein mi pi atzmo, ubein mi pi acherim, einan chayavin ach yichbru behen b'bezdin. The Chachamim say, it doesn't make a difference whether he took the Shvuah himself, or whether he was placed under oath, and he denied knowing the Eidus. In both cases, he would only be chayav if he denied knowing the Eidus in front of Bezdin. And in such a case where he denied knowing the Eidus in front of Bezdin, even if he only took the shvuah shalom b'fnei Bezdin, he would be chayav. The second shvuah is very solid, Mishnah Beis. The chayav in avdon ha-shvuah ba-shigigaso and zdon ha-Eidus. Somebody who is aware of Eidus to somebody else, and he denies knowing the Eidus, and he takes the shvuah to that effect, if he did so, the mazid, that he knew at the time he took the shvuah that he knew the Eidus, and he also knew that by taking the shvuah to Eidus he would be chayav a korban, that's called the mazid, and he is chayav a korban. If he is shogeg on the one hand, but he's mazid as far as the Eidus is concerned, which is that at the time he took the shvuah he was aware that he knew the Eidus, just he was shogeg in that which he did not know, that by taking the shvuah to Eidus he would be chayav a korban, even though his shogeg as far as that, he's still chayav a korban. But if he is totally shogeg, he would not be chayav a korban, which is that at the time he took the shvuah, he was not aware that he knew the Eidus, even if it turns out that he did know the Eidus. Since he is shogeg, he is not chayav a korban. Umahein chayavin al don he shvuah korban ola v'yorid. What type of korban are you chayav? If you took the shvuah b'mezid, that you were aware at the time you took the shvuah that you knew the Eidus, you're chayav a korban ola v'yorid, which is that if you're rich, you have to bring a behemoth or a korban. If you're not rich, you bring an oak, and if you're very poor, you bring instead a mincha.